In the first reading, we have one of the key turning points in the church. The conversion of Paul, who brought considerable talent, but that's not what made the difference. He was deeply converted by the Lord and yielded to it and had courage. Remember, he was sent there as a prominent Jewish scholar with commission from the high priest to round up all those who believed in Jesus and bring them back and put them in jail, at least in jail. And so he appears in the synagogue on the first Shabbat. Everybody's waiting. And he starts to tell them that Jesus is God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You know, the change was so enormous that when he got back to Jerusalem, they still were afraid of him. And finally he left and went back to Tarsus and stayed there for some time till Barnabas went and got him. That was kind of Barnabas's role. He did that to a lot of people. Got them and brought them along. Even when Paul didn't want Mark with him anymore, Barnabas stuck with Mark. And they had a argument, which got fixed up later. So it's a great work of God. And as you know, given, first his training, but then the mystical understanding that pervaded all that training. And that's what we have in those letters that he wrote. Today, we have the penultimate conclusion to chapter 6. It's the last of the discourse. Tomorrow, we have the reaction. And you imagine, you know, most of people want none of this. Peter, though, makes his confession, as we'll see. So they understand what he's saying. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? That's a good question. Every day, millions feed on his body and blood. How is that possible? You see, his flesh, his whole humanity, has been divinized. That's the meaning of the ascension. The ascension is, I think you know, is the patronal mystery of the liturgy. It's the power then, because the Lord is with us and he's with the Father, that our liturgy, including our sacraments, you see, are heavenly actions. And so he repeats again. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Now, we've talked about this before, you see. What does it mean to eat wisdom? It means to take it in. And to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood means to take him in. Be the ruler of my life. Be the Lord of my life. Be the source of my life. I want to take you in. And we do this with a physical act so that then the flesh and blood of Jesus actually is in our bodies. Every day. We sometimes don't realize, I think, the power of this. Most of us are in pretty good health. Probably due to the Eucharist. The Eucharist is a healing, more than any other. It's a healing, better than all the healing services and all the whatever. It's Jesus Christ, his body and blood. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, now you see, it means taking him in on every level of our being. I often think, I've mentioned the account of the woman in the crowd who reached out and touched him and was healed. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples say, "Jesus, everybody is bumping into you. I mean, like, what do you mean, who touched me?" And then this one woman says, "This is what just happened to me." There's a difference between touching Jesus and bumping into him. And that's why we pray. We have these texts before we celebrate the heart of the liturgy, so that we just don't, this incredible gift, that our hearts and our minds are alert. I want to take you in, Jesus, with all your demands on my life. I want you to change me. We have this prayer. I wonder if I can say it. Wunder por meum ablavia mea. No, that's not the one. Domine Jesu Christi. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who from the will of the Father and by the cooperation of the Holy Spirit have by your death brought life to the world. Mortem tuum vivi casti. Free me, libera me, Domine Abomdio, free me from all sin and all evil. Omnibus Panis. And have me, please, cling. Pacmae tui semper in aureli mandatis. Let me always cling to your commandment and never be separated from you. That's one of the prayers the priest says before communion every day. And it's so beautiful. You know, you've done all this. Now let me receive this in a way that will change me. I welcome you. I welcome you. You can get Our Lady to come and help you welcome. She welcomed him into her womb. You know, welcome. Come. Change me. I want to take you in. And you are the wisdom of God. You are the wisdom of God. And all of this is possible because you poured out your blood on the cross and you gave your body to the Father in pain for our sins. And now it is the source of eternal life.